Hey everybody, welcome back to That Girl with me, Danielle Decker. And as always, so glad that you're with me today. So glad you decided to press play. I hope I am finding you in the Christmas spirit. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. And where I am, we have snow on the ground, and it's not much, but it's definitely a way to bring in that Christmas spirit right away. And I hope that everyone is, I was going to say enjoying potentially slowing down a bit. But if you're like me, I feel like the whole entire month of December, it's like, hey, we should get together and do this. Yeah, let me check my calendar. Oh, I don't have a single day open that I can do anything. My whole life is being overrun with all good things, of course. But isn't that a part of it, you know? But man, I was just talking with someone and it's like every year you think, man, next year I want to do this or I want to do that. I want to, you know, take the time to do this thing or whatever. And before you know it, it's January 1st or February 1st and you're like, oh my goodness, that it's done. It's over. It went that fast. And I just said to my daughter last night, we were talking and she was asking me, I think we were talking about maybe decorating Christmas cookies or I don't know, something. And she's like, Mom, the time goes so fast. And I said, that's right. It really does. And I said, it's so hard when you feel like every day is running into the next. And you're not alone if you're feeling that way. And as most of you know, if you have been listening to me or you are my friend, I, in a world that is like more, you should be doing more, get involved in everything and have your kids in every single thing and be gone all the time. And that just, you know, shows how, you know, whatever you are, I guess, I don't know. I have always prided myself on, yeah, no, we work really hard to not be busy. And while some people might hear that and think, oh, you don't want to do things or you don't want to be busy, it's like, yeah, no, I don't. I don't want to have things going on every night. I don't want to be running here and running there every single day of my life. I don't. And that's not because we're lazy. It's not because we don't want to do fun things. It's because I know, and my husband does as well, this is something that we have told ourselves and have really tried to do, is it's important for our family to be home, to be together, to eat dinner together. And side note, did you know, and look this up because I don't remember what the percentage is, but there is a percentage of children, and it's higher than what you would imagine, that they do better in school. They have a better mental health. There's all these benefits. And you know what it's from? Eating supper with your family at the table. Just from eating supper at the table, it increases your child's mental health, while they do in school. There's like all of these benefits and something so small that maybe we kind of take for granted, because it's important. And so in the hustle and bustle of everything, if you're feeling like you are just going from day to day, they're mixing together, you don't know whether you're coming or you're going, listen, it's okay. And you know what? If you didn't have supper with your family sitting together, not one night, you know, last week or this week, it's okay. You're not a bad mom. You're a good mom. I guarantee you it's because you are doing all the things for your kids. And I will say this is the first year that Maverick has had an extra curricular outside of just playing baseball in the summers. He started Taekwondo, like I think he's been doing it 2 months now. And our daughter Reese, she has always danced since she was 3, and so she dances 2 nights a week, and Maverick has taekwondo 2 nights a week. And being the praise and worship leader, we have worship on Wednesday nights, and my husband's a volunteer firefighter, and so he has meetings that he has to go to. And Maverick also is involved in Cadets, which is a really great program for boys. And this is our first year where I feel like at least 2 nights a week, sometimes even 3, we are not sitting down and eating supper together. It's a very high bite. This is done. Grab this, eat this, eat a snack on your way. And that's okay. However, we even went as far as moving things around, having Maverick take different classes so that way we're all gone at the same time, really. So that way it's not, we were at a point where it was every single night somebody had something. And I said, not worth it. We're not doing that. And not because I don't want my kids to have fun, not because I don't want my kids to do the things that they love, but because I know it's important for us to have time as a family to chill, to sit, to talk, to eat dinner, to be together. And it's worked out for us. Now, I please know that if you're sitting there and you're like, you know, I'm a single mom and I'm running here and I'm running there and I never get to have supper with my kids and da 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 da. Listen, you are doing so much better than you think. You are giving your kids everything that they need and want and then some. And so this is not a, if you're not having supper with your kids at night, you're destroying their life. Like that's, I don't mean that. Please, please know that that's not my heart at all. And you know what? Every family is different. So what my family does is not going to be what your family does. And one is not better than the other. And one is not wrong. And one is right. None of that. So please hear my heart. But I'm saying all of this, all of this, to say it is important to try to find the moments where you can to take a breath with your kids. Because I think what's hard is because everything that we do is for our kids, all the running that we do, all the things that we do, because it's all for our kids, by the time we get to slow down and take a breath, there are times where you feel like you want to do that without your kids because all you've done is run for your kids. You know what I'm saying? So listen, it's not you're it's okay to feel that way. I understand why you would feel that way or where that's coming from, but at the same time, it's a little bit backwards in the sense that when we finally get a minute, we want to take that minute without our kids. When in reality, we need to be having those restful moments with our kids. And not every waking moment, guys, you know what I mean. But yes, you should be taking some time to yourself for sure. You guys know how I always preach that. Wake up earlier. That's my number one. You want time without your kids? Wake up early. That's about the only thing you're going to be able to do, or maybe stay up late, I guess. But when your kids are awake, do your best. And if you're feeling like, I want to take a moment, I need to rest, you know what? Sit everybody down and snuggle up and read the Bible. One thing that is really cool, and we kind of started doing it, not going to lie to you, I always fall off the wagon because that's just who I am as a person. But I've seen people do this, and you'll see it a lot. Like people will post about it on Facebook or whatever, how starting December 1st, if you read a chapter of Luke every day in the Bible, that you will read by the time you know you get to Christmas or Christmas Eve or whatever it is, you will get through like the story and the birth of Jesus and all of that. And duh, how amazing is that? We should really, challenge ourselves to do that this year. What an incredible gift to give to your children and to yourself, taking that moment and not just aimlessly scrolling, but taking that moment to read the word with our kids. And it's hard to not slow down. And sometimes you're just in a position where you can't. And I get that. But in a world that says, be busy, do more, push more, sign them up for another thing, I'm going to encourage you to not do that. Don't feel like, if I don't do this and if I don't do that, then I'm not setting my child up for success. When I know things have changed, and maybe I will eat my words, I don't know. But what I feel in my heart is, when we press and when we go and go and go, as we know, there always comes a burnout. There's going to come a burnout. And even for your kids. And I'm going to tell you right now, any success that your child will have in their life is not going to be stifled if you need to take a season of, we're going to pump the brakes for a minute. They're not. Because when we've given our kids to the Lord and said, they're a gift from you, you know them, you love them even more than I do, you're never going to fail them. You're never going to let them down. You think God's plan for your child's life changes upon whether you do everything all the time? No way. No way. God's plan for them is set. And all we need to do is walk with them, trust God with them, and enjoy them, and not be caught in the crazy all the time. And sometimes the crazy is fun. And as parents, what do we love? We love to watch our kids doing what they love, right? And that's wonderful. And we want to see them happy, and we want to see them succeed. We want to see them doing all the things that they love. But there has to be some discernment on how much is too much and how much can we handle as a family. And the word no, or not right now, or not this season, is not bad. So that is like a total freebie. I had no intention of saying any of that. So I'm just going to believe right now, Lord, that that word is going forward to someone and going to be a blessing to somebody, because that was not what I was going to talk about. But I am going to get into what I wanted to talk about today. It kind of fits. I have no scriptures, no nothing like that today. I just really wanted to get on and talk, because we're getting into that Christmas season. And it's funny, because today I wanted to talk about tradition over trending, right? And we all know what's trending right now. And it's funny because where I do my podcast, we have a table downstairs in our basement in like our bar pool table area. And I always just kind of record down here. And I kind of had to move my little sound box because on my table down here is our puzzle that we're working on as a family. And every year around this time, we work on a puzzle together as a family. We kind of started that it's probably been 5 years now. So don't get me wrong. We do not do a lot of puzzles in this house. We really like puzzles. But we do like one or two a year. But it's just, I don't know what it is this time of year when we're not playing outside or whatever. And I usually get a Christmas puzzle and we do it. And sometimes I think I don't know. I feel like Nate and I, of course, do a lot of the work. The kids are getting better with it, though, and they really enjoy it. And it's funny because I thought do we want to do that this year? Are the kids going to like that? I don't know. And the other day, they both said to me, Mom, when are we going to get our puzzle? We should really be working on our puzzle this time of year. And it blessed my heart so much because it was something that small that really, it was never my intention to make it a tradition necessarily, but it's turned into that. And while no, do they sit with Nate and I the, hour, sometimes 2 hours that we're working on it a night? Do they sit with us the whole time? No, they don't. But they hang out with us. They might play ping pong or they're, listening to Christmas music and singing and dancing while Nate and I work on the puzzle. But to them, that's Christmas time. That's a tradition. Whether they're helping the little bit or not, to them, it was important because that's what they remember. And I think in a world where everything is trending and I get caught up in the same exact thing, because it's trending as far as how we decorate our trees and what the outside of our house looks like for Christmas. And this year, I've seen tons of people doing giant nutcrackers outside their house and, these new types of lights that you can have for your tree. What? And all of that is wonderful and it's great and it's fun and it's beautiful and all of those things. But y'all know, you're instantly like, I don't know, I've had the same decorations for the last, I don't know. I've had the same Christmas decorations for my trees, basically since we bought our house many houses ago in 2010. And yeah, like it's 13 years ago. I've added to them over the years. But the reality is it's like when it comes to this time of year, I don't have a whole lot of money to say, oh yeah, I'm gonna buy all brand new stuff for my tree and for my house. And I don't have it. And if you do, that's wonderful. And I love that for you. And please invite me over to my house so I can drink coffee with you and look at all of your beautiful things. But we cannot forget that it's in the things that we do. That's what makes the tradition. Your kids are not waking up and looking at your Christmas tree in the mornings or in the evenings and saying, geez, Mom, I wish our tree looked like the ones that I've seen on Instagram. Number one, your kids shouldn't be on Instagram. Number two, they don't care. They don't care about what's trending. They don't care about what the new cool thing is. You know what they want? They want lights on a tree. They want some ornaments on it. And they want to listen to Christmas music and watch Christmas movies and drink hot cocoa. And that's what they want. Because it's about the traditions. It's not about what's trending. And I'm not bashing what's trending. I think it's great. I love to get ideas. This year, I'm going to decorate my tree. I'm going to use what I have, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit because I'm going to use what I have and try to make it something new. And that's super fun too. But it's also when it comes to the gifts for our kids. Oh, I saw something. I didn't even watch it, you guys, because I was like, okay, I don't even want to know because I don't care. But it was some video about, oh, these are the trending gifts for kids this year. This is what all the kids are going to want. And I guarantee you, it was going to be a whole bunch of stuff that I'm not going to buy for my kids. Number one, because either I can't afford it or I'm going to choose not to afford it. Or it's like, my kids don't need that. I don't need to be sucked into that, right? Our kids, I promise you, if you have the ability to listen to this podcast right now, your kids have more than they could ever need. And we have more than we even realize. And it was so neat because I knew I wanted to do this episode, tradition over trending. And then I immediately I saw this post going around that people were sharing, and it was super cool because I had already known, I had already made my little slide for this podcast, and then I read it, and it was about a woman driving in her car, I think maybe after she had bought some gifts or something like that, and she said, it's not enough. These gifts, it's not enough for my kids. And then she was like, wait a minute, pump the brakes. Not enough. What am I talking about? It's not enough. It's not about the perfect present. It's not about the amount of gifts that are under the tree. And can I just say this? And I'm going to sound snarky when I say this. So forgive me. Please love me after I say this. But the reality is, there are so many people that I see on Facebook that, you know, Christmas night, Christmas Eve night, they, you know, have these mountains of presents under their tree and they take a picture and then they post it on Facebook and, you know, with some caption about, oh, I hope the kids are happy in the morning or whatever it is. And it's like, listen, I'm not saying that you can't take pictures of your presents under the tree or that you can't post it. You can and you should, and it's for your memories and it's great. But can we check our heart and our motivation before you post your mountain of presents on Facebook? Is it really for your memories? Is it really, you know, for family to see? Because if it really is for your memories, okay. If it really is for your family to see, you can send them a text message. And again, I told you I was going to sound kind of snarky. I guess I kind of do. But listen, it's not about your mountain of presents. It's not. And again, just check your motivation. What's my motivation for wanting all the trending things? What's my motivation for me wanting my house to be perfectly magically lit with all the brand new things? What is my motivation behind that? Is it because I, you know, have decided this is going to be the year I'm going to change everything up? Or is it because I don't care if I go broke? I want to be able to take pictures and post pictures and I want to look a certain way. And again, hear my heart, you guys, because there's nothing wrong with any of that. Your girl loves some Christmas decorations. And so please don't get me wrong. Those are all wonderful things, but don't get caught up. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. The point is not to get caught up. The point is to not go broke over one day. That's ridiculous. There are people that are in debt because of Christmas. And that is something that I literally cannot even fathom in my mind. That people will put themselves into debt over Christmas. And now when you've done that, you have taken Christmas to a place that it was never meant to be, ever. Christmas, what makes Christmas are the memories and of the traditions. One thing my Uncle Paul said to me when I was living with them before I was married, I might have even been like 18, 19 years old. I don't remember. But I was living with them and I was like, man, it just doesn't, you know, you get older, you become an adult and you kind of lose that feeling, that magic, you know, of Christmas. And he said to me, the only way to keep the Christmas magic as an adult is to keep your traditions, and you'll never lose the magic. And That was the very best, one of the very bestest. But I mean, for this time of year, that was the very best piece of advice I'd ever gotten. Because that's all you've got. But it's the very best thing that you have. And when I say traditions, it's not, it is not somewhere where I need to spend a bunch of money and we have to go here and there, otherwise it's not a tradition. No. One tradition that we have with our kids every year, we take them out to eat as if that's something they've never done before. We take them out to eat. Sometimes we like to maybe dress up a little bit. And then we drive through and look at the lights. And then sometimes we take them to buy an ornament that's 50% off at Hobby Lobby. And sure, those things cost a little bit of money, but it's not too much money. But that's something they look forward to every year. Another tradition we have is making cookies. We have a tradition of watching specific movies on a specific day. That's tradition. And that's what your kids are going to remember. And that's what's going to keep the magic alive for you. And those are the things that you want to make time for. Because that's what is important. It's not about the perfect house. It's not about the perfect gifts. Yes, those are fun. We all love to give to our kids. Of course we do. I do. And I want them to get cool stuff and I want them to get some things that they also need. Let's be honest. I'm a mom, definitely. I love that meme that's like, "Mom, I need toothpaste." And she's like, "Yeah, well, put it on your Christmas list." I feel like that is so, that's me. Because I'm like, hey, if I can put it in a stocking or wrap it, you're getting it for Christmas. And I don't know, guys. It's easy. It's easy to get caught up. It's easy to think that what you're doing isn't enough. It's easy to think that our kids aren't going to like, what we're doing because of what we see on Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is that we're looking at. And it's like, no, what are your memories? What do you remember about Christmas? Do you remember all of your gifts? Of course you don't. You might remember, when if you're an 80s baby like myself and my sister, we remember when we got our Cabbage Patch dolls. You might remember those certain things, sure, and that's wonderful. But what they're going to remember is the closeness, not the crazy, chaotic, all over the place, mom, trying to be everything to everyone all the time and all the perfect. And no, that ain't it. That's not it. So, can I just give you permission to take a deep breath and have a normal house with a normal Christmas tree with very regular Christmas presents under the tree? Can I give you permission for that? Take a deep breath and know that you're doing enough. And actually, what you're doing is more than enough. And who you are is more than enough for your kids. And when you love them and you love them well, that's the very best gift you could give them. And the other very best gift that you can give them is teaching them about Jesus and the reason why we celebrate. We don't celebrate Christmas for a cookie cutter house. And so we can annihilate 150 presents in 36 seconds on Christmas morning. That's not why. Those are benefits. Those are fun. Nothing wrong with those things. They're wonderful. I look forward to them, but it's not why. And until we know the why, we'll never appreciate what we're doing anyway. Because when we don't even know why we're doing something, it's very hard to appreciate it. So when we appreciate it, and we see it for what it is, boy, does it really put things into perspective. And one last thing that I wanted to share because I think it's important. And again, this is personal opinion. So if I'm coming across a little sideways, it's just my personal opinion. And I love you guys. And my kids don't go to school, so this is a little bit different for me, but even still, I think it's important nowadays when there are Xboxes and PlayStations and TVs and iPads and phones and all these things that cost ridiculous amounts of money. Can we not? For me, I should say it this way. For me, at our house, when our kids got an iPad for Christmas, that was not from Santa. That was from mom and dad. Because if my kids, who are insanely blessed, believe that all these expensive things come from Santa, and they maybe tell a friend who, their big gift was something much smaller and of much less value. I would never want another child to think, well, why did Santa bring that boy an Xbox and I only got this, Lego set or whatever? And it was something that I heard and it really kind of hit me because I thought, man, that's so true. Now, honestly, you do you. We do us and from mom and dad and from Santa. So please, I am not throwing any shade on anybody that it's like, nope, Santa gets all the credit. Hey, you do you. But I do think it's important because there is such a crazy level between gifts nowadays. It wasn't like that when we were kids. It was everything was pretty even keeled as far as cost and all of that, where it's not that way now. So anyway, I could go on and on in that, but I just thought that was a really heartfelt kind of tip. Just think about it. And obviously everybody's going to do what they do, but it was just something that I heard and that we kind of started implementing again just in my family. But it definitely did make me think, and it made sense to me. And it was something that kind of hit me and stuck with me, and I just thought I would share that. So anyway, guys, I'm rambling now, but I want you all to have a wonderful Christmas season, and the very best way to enjoy this busy, busy season, busy for so many reasons, is to take some deep breaths and start some traditions. Force yourself to do it. I mean it. Carve out the time. Make it happen, and you will not regret it. You won't. Because then when your kids come asking you for it, you're going to know that it made a difference, and you're going to know that those are going to be the things that your kids remember. So I hope you guys have an incredible rest of your week. And as always, I just appreciate you guys listening and sharing this podcast. And I'm praying for all of you that you can have a wonderful and blessed Christmas season. So take a deep breath, make some memories, and enjoy the reason why we celebrate, which is Jesus. Y'all have a great week, and I'll see you back here next week at That Girl.